Listen here, my friend. You're lucky that Dutch and Strauss sent me. If it were any one of those other boys, they might have already beaten you to a bloody pulp. And that's before they would even ask you about the money. Now, I can definitely do the same. And in fact, I even already have an idea of what I want to do should you not cooperate. So save us both the trouble and just tell me where your money is. And this will all be over. I'll be getting on my horse and we'll be on my merry way. Still nothing, huh? Well, let me tell you about my idea. Now, you ain't going nowhere until I let you. But right now, I can still put you on the back of my horse and take you to the nearest train track. I know the train from Valentine is going to leave its station in just about half an hour. By then, I can deliver you to your final destination and go through your belongings peacefully myself. So, you only have a few more minutes left before I get cracking on this idea of mine. And once I do, there's absolutely no way for you to make me stop. 'Cause train on which tracks you'll be tied always runs on time, unlike you. So, what'll it be? The money or the train?
Horrors. Me.
Well, you're fucked now. Miss Red.
Good day, Mr. Morgan. Mr. Bell sent me.
Huh. Did he?
He did. Seemed to think that you were taking your sweet time with a good friend here. Dutch was getting impatient.
Well, thank you, Miss Red. But there ain't no need for your assistance. I've given my ultimatum, and in a few minutes, if he does not cooperate, I will assume he's made his choice.
So you can spend hours looking for his watches that might not even be hidden in his house? Look at him. He's never going to speak to you. This is not a man that can be intimidated by mere fellow men, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, really now? And what do you suggest we do then, Miss Red?
Yes, he may not be intimidated by men, but he's sure as hell all about to a woman. A woman and her knife.
Well, my friend, looks like your luck's gonna run out.
Indeed. Mr. Morgan here might have been nice enough to give you a choice, but I won't.
Are you really gonna do that now, while I'm here, Miss Red?
Well, you can go ahead and wait outside, Mr. Morgan. I was hoping you'd come and watch. Maybe even join the fun. But if you're too queasy, go ahead and hunt a rabbit or two outside.
I swear, this woman. Where did you say you was from again, Miss Red? Tahiti?
That's where I was abandoned, yes.
Starting to sound like Tahiti ain't no island paradise if it brought us women like you. Well, I'll be out front waiting then, Miss Red. I don't want to see this. Good luck, my friend. You're gonna need it.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Getting a little scared now? That's good. See, you may have been defiant a while ago, but you're gonna have to show me and my knife some respect now, won't you? Otherwise, fearless, on your chest, feel the cold blade sliding down from your skin, down to your stomach, and down, lower and lower. You know where I'm going with this. That's right. Now you're gonna have to give me some good, credible answers. Otherwise, I'm leaving you a eunuch. And it's not going to be a fast and efficient process, no. If you're not going to make it easy for me, then I'm going to wrap my hand around this knight's cock here, and oh boy, will I make it hard for you. Oh, I see you react quickly. I feel a twitch. Well, if things aren't clear for you yet, boy, this is what we're gonna do. I'm not gonna cut your willy all willy-nilly now, no. It's not gonna be a straight carving knife. Mr. Morgan might have wanted to give you a swift punishment and end it. But I like to mix pleasure with pain. So I'm going to do you a service, so long as you do me one too. I'm going to make you feel oh so good. I'm going to make sure we fill these balls up and make them heavy with so much cum. I'm going to make you rock hard, let my mouth and tongue and throat build up all that pleasure. Build up all that cum until you're close, until you can't take it anymore. But you're not gonna come, no. You don't get to come. You don't want to come. Because if by then you don't tell me where your money is at, you're never gonna feel pleasure ever again. But if you do tell me where your money is, then my knife is going to move back to my pocket, and I'll let you go. Sounds good, right? Sounds fair to me. Because I don't believe a single moment that you don't have the money, mister. A woman always knows when a man is cheating on us. So you can lie to Mr. Morgan. You can steal from Mr. Dutch, and you can run from Mr. Bell. But if you ain't gonna tell the truth, well, right now, you can't come for Miss Red. Otherwise, you get sliced. And I'd hate for that to happen, mister, because from this angle, on my knees right now, looking up at you, your cock can make a girl really happy. Now, I already know what looks good. But I wonder, does it taste good too? Let me give it a nice, sweet kiss to start. Get that pre-cum going. Wrap my tongue right around this big hack. Such a shame that you had to lie and run away from us, mister. A slick scam like that? If you would have paid us earlier on, I'm sure Dutch would have been fine with having you with Vanderlyn's. But no. See, if you were only a good boy, I would have been in your tent every goddamn night. A girl like me don't always see a cock this good. Look at that, all nice and thick. And huge and oh so hot. Why, I'm pretty sure me and the girls would fight over you. Or maybe even share you. Just imagine all the Vanderlyn gang girls, the ones who aren't married, of course, on their knees, licking and sucking on this perfect, magnificent cock. Oh, will John and Arthur be jealous? And I won't care. I can service you every single night. Give you the loving this big cock deserves. And make you come each and every night. Oh, but instead, instead of me being in your bed, giving you a nice head, this might be very well the last tongue that licks every inch of your car. This might very well be the last mouth wrapping around your shaft. And this might very well be the last throat gagging on your perfect cock. So my suggestion is you enjoy this as much as you could. Because if you don't plan on speaking right before you go give me your cum, then you're never, ever gonna feel this again. This is something else. Jesus Christ. Fuck, your cock feels so fucking good. Tell me if you've ever felt like this, because I haven't. No? Well, this might very well be the last time you feel this way if you're not gonna tell me where the money is. And now, usually I'm a good girl and will take this big cock for as long as you want. But I'm not patient either. Because I can ruin myself and your big cock for as long as it takes. But that's under normal circumstances. Under these circumstances, oh, it'll be a shame if I don't make you come. It'll be a shame if the moment you come, I must slice this cock off. So why don't you please, please do the right thing? Why just go tell me where the money is? Because I love to do this over and over and over again for you. Doesn't it feel so good? To have this red-headed woman down on her knees and ruining herself for you. Can you even hold it for longer, though? Because I can see your balls getting ready to burst. It doesn't look like you can stay an edge longer now, can you? Do the right thing, mister. Do the right thing for us. Do the right thing and tell me where the money is. Or I swear to God, I'm going to retch and gag and do everything it takes to make you come. I'm going to force you to come, and I'm going to cut your cock off. All right? Tell me where the money is right now. Tell me where the money is. Go on now. I can see you close. Go on. Tell me. Be a good boy and tell me now, mister. Tell me. You see my knife? It's getting close to your cock now. Tell me. Do us a service, the both of us, and tell me where the money is right now. Right now. It's there? You sure it's there? Because if not there, oh, sir, are you gonna be chopped into pieces? Sarah, well, I'm gonna take your word for it. I'm gonna keep this knife now, and I'm gonna make you come, boy. Oh, Come for me. Give me all of that sweet cum. Oh, please, mister. Give me all of your cum. Give me every single drop. Make me a happy woman, please. I'll even open my mouth nice and wide for you, and you can spray it all over my mouth, my tongue, my hair, my tits, whatever you want. You can make a mess all over me now. Please, mister, please, please. Come for me, come for me, come for me. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes, all over me. All over my tongue, all over my mouth. My hair, my tits. Yes, make a mess all over me. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck, there's a little bit of my chin here. Let me just... Well, now that was fun, wasn't it? Good. Now, I have one more question.
Miss Red?
For fuck's
sake. I'm gonna have to kindly ask you to hurry the fuck up. We got old Driscoll's.
I'm a little bit busy here, Mr. Morgan. Maybe buy me a bit of time.
Miss Red, I'm pretty sure Mr. Bell sent you as a way to make this more efficient. Please tell me you haven't gone and done the opposite.
I have what we need. I just need a bit more time.
Well, if you have what you need, perhaps you can be kind enough to give me the assistance that I need.
Fuck. God damn it. Fine. You got lucky, mister. Don't expect I'll let you go that easily. I'll find you again, and I won't just be bringing my knife this time. Though perhaps, judging from your look, you want me to find you again.
Miss Red!
I'm coming, I'm coming.